Blog Talk Radio. my child was sick. Seemed like he was never gonna get well. But I got down on my knees and I prayed to the Lord. I said, Father, heal, cause God will change things. Let me tell you something. If you want to see something happen in your life, just pray to the Lord, cause he'll change things.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Glory Prayer. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am your host, Apostle Dr. Beth Tina Williams, and I want to welcome you to our broadcast this morning. Praise God. We're asking God to sit enthroned this morning, sit enthroned in the midst of us as we pray, Lord. We are praying because we desire God's presence, God's glory, God's wisdom, God's direction to be made known in our lives and in every area. So this morning, we thank you for joining us. We want to encourage you to connect with others and let them know. Share the broadcast with others. Let them know that we're on the air live right now, and we thank everyone for your faithful support of this radio broadcast ministry through Empowering Lives International. Praise God. Remember that you can upload this broadcast to your social network sites after it is finished, and actually you can do so at any time. The broadcast can be uploaded to your social network sites directly from the blogtalkradio.com. / Men Let's Talk radio broadcast page. This morning, we're going before the throne of grace. We're going before our Heavenly Father and to ask him to sit enthroned. We want for him to reign in our families, reign in our lives financially, reign within our ministries, our nation, reign over us in our spiritual life. We want the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to reign. The book of Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27 lets us know, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. We want for God's anointing to destroy every yoke and remove every burden in our lives, spiritually, financially, relationally, physically, in our ministries, throughout the nations of the world. We are asking God to sit enthroned and release his anointing that will remove mountains. We want to ask God to minister in the midst of our situation. We're asking God to intervene even, and we want to see the manifestation of his power and of his glory. So come with me. Come with me. Let's go before the throne of grace together in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Are you ready to pray? It's time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we honor and we acknowledge you right now. We magnify your mighty name. We glorify you because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you for blessing us to see another day. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us your grace to be able to have health and life and vitality so that we can pray. Father, we thank you right now for the grace that you've given us to come boldly before your throne. We thank you right now, Lord God, for the spiritual freedom that you've given us to be able to call on you and know that you will hear us and know that you will answer us. We praise you right now for every benefit and every promise that you have given us through your word. We praise you, O God, that you are faithful over your word and over your promises to do them and to perform them. Father God, we thank you right now for drawing us, giving us salvation, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for choosing us to be heirs of you and heirs, Lord God, after Christ Jesus. We thank you right now, Father God. We give you glory right now that we have an inheritance in you through Christ Jesus. We praise you right now for giving us a mind, for working within us, both to will and to do, according to your good pleasure. We praise you right now, God, for making us alive, to be alive in you, that we're saved, God, that you have redeemed us. You've redeemed us from the curse. You've redeemed us from despair. You've redeemed us, Lord God, from hopelessness. You've redeemed us from every snare of the enemy. You've redeemed us from darkness and shame. You've redeemed us from poverty and lack. You've redeemed our souls from destruction. You've redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. You've redeemed us by your name and by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, that we might have life and that more abundantly, eternal life. Father, we thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. We invoke the authority of the power of the blood of Jesus over our lives, over our families, over our marriages. We invoke the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus over our ministries and our churches. We invoke the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus over our relationships right now. We invoke the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus over our finances. We invoke the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus over our cities, over our region. We affect your word right now over and against the enemy, even over our nation. We invoke the power of your word, the power of the blood of Jesus, because you said, Lord, that in your word, Father, that the blood of Jesus is still powerful, that they overcame the wicked one by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So, Father, we stand on it right now. We stand upon the authority of your word, that the blood of Jesus is still effective. The blood of Jesus is still powerful. The blood of Jesus is still bringing deliverance today. We thank you right now for the blood. Hallelujah. We praise you right now for the blood, that there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb, who is King of kings and Lord of lords, who reigns forevermore. We thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus, and we invoke it over and against every vice, every device, every snare, every trap, every scheme of the enemy, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, you said in your word that when the enemy cometh in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against him. When the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit, Holy Spirit, will lift up a standard against him. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit, for your holy presence right now. Father, we ask you to sit enthroned. Holy Spirit, we ask you to minister and move right now. Lord God, we ask you to reign supreme right now over our mind, over our spirit. We ask you to reign supreme. Lord God, we ask you to minister according to your will, that you will work within our hearts and our lives, both to will and to do, according to your good pleasure, that you will create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, that our minds, Lord God, will be willing to do your will, that our hearts will be willing to obey your command, that we will be willing in our inner man to humble ourselves unto you, Lord God, that you may exalt us in due season. Father God, we humble ourselves right now before your throne. We humble ourselves in repentance of sin. We humble ourselves right now and ask you to cleanse us. We ask you to wash us. We ask you to make us new. We ask you to give us your heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me, O God. We bind every contrary way. We bind all rebellion. We bind all stubbornness in the name of Jesus. We bind every argument. We bind up every vain imagination. We bind up every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in our mind, in our heart, in our spirit right now. And we bring it captive to the obedience and the knowledge of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we repent of our sins, and we ask you to forgive us right now. We ask you to cleanse us right now. Father, Father, we ask you to renew us right now. We ask you to revive us in you, God. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to walk wash us as white as snow, God. Make us as white as snow, God. You said if you confess your sins, that you, God, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And, Lord God, we don't desire to have the righteousness that's pleasing in our own eyes, but we want the righteousness which is of you in Christ Jesus, that is unfeigned, unpretentious, but holy, God, holy unto you, holy and righteous, pure before your eyes, O God. We ask you to purify us. We ask you to cleanse us. We ask you to perfect that which concerns us. We ask you, God, to raise us, God. Cause us to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Cause us, Lord God, to walk and go forth and have the image of Christ Jesus in purification, in righteousness, in spirit, and in truth, O God. Here we are, Lord. We're here seeking your face. We're here acknowledging you, Lord, asking you to wash us spiritually. Make us whole, God. Strengthen us spiritually, Lord God, so that we will be the church, the people, the individuals that you have called on in these last and evil days. Father God, right now, we ask you to prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Then with thanksgiving, we shall be a living sanctuary for you, God. Father, we want to be a living sanctuary, a living epistle, that you might show forth your glory. Father God, that we will be the church. We will be the people. We will be the sons and daughters of God. We will be those that you have called for, those that you have ordained to stand and to do your will, to be about our Father's business, to serve you, to honor you, to acknowledge you, to reflect your glory, to reflect your presence, O God, in all that we do and say. Father God, we ask you to dwell richly on the inside of us. We ask you to reign, Lord God, upon the throne of our hearts, sit enthroned and reign supreme, the Lord God, in our judgments, in our reasoning, in our inner man, God, in our innermost being. We ask you to sit enthroned, O God, in our emotions, in our appetites, Father God, in our desires, in our choices, Father God, in the seat of our affections, sit enthroned upon the throne in our inner man. Father God, direct us, O God, give us your desires. Give us your appetite, that we will be led according to your will, that our choices and our decisions, our reasoning, Lord God, will be for you, will be toward you, will be upon that which you desire, that we will look unto you, Lord. We will acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you will direct our path. Father God, we humble ourselves before you, O God. We submit ourselves to obey your will. We submit ourselves to do that which you desire of us, Lord God. Not my will, but thy will be done. Let your kingdom come, Lord. Let your purposes prevail over and against all the diabolical desires, schemes, and plans of the enemy for us, that they shall not prosper, they shall not stand, but in the name of Jesus, as we submit ourselves to you, that your spirit will reign. Holy Spirit, we ask you to minister. We ask you to sit enthroned, O God. Show forth your glory and make your presence known. We ask you, Lord God, to intervene in our lives, O God. Break every chain, O God. Destroy every yoke and remove every burden, O God. Every stronghold. Let every stronghold of the mind, let every stronghold of the spirit, let every stronghold be broken right now. Let it be destroyed because of the anointing, God. We ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, anoint us again. Anoint us spiritually, God. Anoint our minds, O God. Anoint us to do your will, Father. Anoint us, O God, to serve you. Anoint us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Anoint us, O God, to rebuke the enemy, to rebuke the devil, and he must flee. In the name of Jesus, anoint us to do warfare spiritually. Anoint us, O God, in the name of Jesus, to win the lost. Anoint us, O God, to serve you. Anoint us, O God, to be about your business. Anoint us, O God, to cause our priorities to be in alignment, correct alignment. Anoint us to seek first your kingdom and its righteousness and all these things that we have need of, all those things that we have need of, they shall be added unto us, O God. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence right now. We worship you, Father God. We ask you to reign in our lives, O God. Reign in our families, O God. Reign in our marriages, O God. Break every chain, destroy every yoke, and remove every burden. As you reign, O God, because of the anointing, O God, rebuke the enemy and the devourer, O God, in the name of Jesus. In our families and in our marriages, O God, set all things in order, O God. Bring divine alignment, O God, and let there be harmony. Let there be peace and let there be joy. Let the love of God reign. Let your spirit reign, O God. We ask you to saturate our families, saturate our marriages with your holy presence, O God, with your spirit, O God. Let love abound. Let Christ be risen in our marriages. Let your ways, O God, be manifest in our families, O God, that our children shall serve you, that our children shall follow after you, that our children shall be obedient to you, that our children will have a mind to do your will. We ask you to reign right now in the context of our homes, O God. We ask you to bless our homes in the name of Jesus. Bless our homes, O God, that all needs shall be provided, that every need is provided in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for those that are listening to the sound of my voice this morning, that you will meet every need, O God, that you will stretch forth your hand to heal and deliver, God, that you will move by your spirit, O God, that you will set the captives free right where they are, that you will meet their need according to your riches and your glory in Christ Jesus. Let your kingdom come, Father. Let your will be done, O God. Let your purposes prevail over and against all of the will and the purposes and the snares and the schemes of the enemy, that they shall not stand. In the name of Jesus, they shall no longer take root. For greater is he that's in me, and greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We decree the victory of the Lord. We decree the blessing of the Lord over and against every desire of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the word of God that we're prospering in our marriages and we're prospering in our households and in our families. Our children are blessed. Our finances are blessed. Our relationships are blessed. In the name of Jesus, we're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed everywhere we go. Father, we thank you for opening unto us your good treasure, for meeting all of our need and then some. We praise you for the overflow of your blessings, the overflow of prosperity, because the yoke of bondage is broken and destroyed because of the anointing. Anoint us for kingdom wealth acquisition. Anoint us to be kingdom wealth distributors. Anoint our minds to comprehend, Father God, the length and the breadth and the width and the depth of your calling, O God, of the riches of the inheritance of the saints of God. Father God, that there is no poverty in the kingdom. There is no lack in the kingdom, but every need shall be supplied. We thank you for opening unto us your good treasure, O God, causing all of these blessings to come upon us and overtake us, that we shall be blessed in the city and blessed in the field and every place that the soles of our feet tread upon. The favor of God shall reign and surround us like a shield, according to Psalm 15. We give you the praise for it right now. We glorify your name, O God, for open heavens, for fertile fields, for the sun shining in our lives, O God. We praise you right now for your divine hedge of faithfulness and protection all around us. We thank you, Lord God, for a hedge of prosperity all around us, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and that we are led by the Spirit, that we walk in the Spirit, that our steps are ordered by you. We thank you for open doors, O God. We thank you for divine favor. We thank you for divine relationships. We thank you for divine opportunities. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for doing the exceeding
exceeding and abundantly, beyond all we can ask, think, or imagine. We give you the glory right now for increasing our capacity to comprehend, to understand, Father God, your purposes, your will, Lord God, for our finances, for our lives, oh God, even as you blessed Abraham to be a blessing, that we shall be a blessing to the kingdom. We shall add and we shall multiply. Your kingdom, oh God, we shall bring souls, we shall witness, we shall reflect your glory, that everything about our lives will be opulent, that we will reflect, Lord God, Father, our inheritance as sons and daughters of the living God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory right now. We give you the honor and the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you because you said praise is comely to the upright. We praise you right now, oh God, because you are Jehovah Jireh. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are our provider, God. And we give you praise right now for divine breakthroughs in the finances. Divine breakthroughs in the finances for doing it exceeding and abundantly beyond all we can ask, think, or imagine for households, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for ministries, oh God. We praise you for divine breakthroughs, oh God, for destroying every yoke and removing every burden, that those issues, oh God, and those circumstances that we are facing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every mountain shall be removed and cast into the midst of the sea financially in the name of Jesus, within the churches, oh God, in the lives of pastors, oh God, in the lives of your people, oh God. I overrule it, I override, I bind up, I veto, I disannul every diabolical scheme, plan, and plot to destroy it in the name of Jesus. And I assert and affirm the word of God over and against it. You said in your word, when the enemy come in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against him. Father, we ask you to overwhelm the enemy in our lives, the enemy in our finances. Overwhelm the enemy with your Holy Spirit's presence. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome your grace, and we welcome your wisdom, and we welcome your favor, and we welcome your presence, and we welcome your strength, and we welcome your victory, and we welcome your anointing, and we welcome, Lord God, your judgments, and we welcome your spirit of truth. We ask you to reign right now. We ask you to minister in our midst. We ask you to have your way, God. We ask you, Lord God, to sit enthroned. Let your spirit, oh God, reign over us, oh God, that no spirit shall be able to rule over our lives, but the spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let our minds be saturated with your presence. Let our hearts, oh God, be saturated with your presence. Let our marriages be saturated with your presence. Let our children and our home environment be saturated with your presence. Everywhere we are, God, follow us, oh God. Everywhere we are, God, let your omnipresence, oh God, be with us, Holy Spirit, to reign, oh God, reign all across the earth, oh God. Reign with your people, God. Reign among your people, oh God. Bless your people with prosperity, God. Satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Father, let your glory fill the temple of the lives of your people. Father, do it exceeding and abundantly beyond all we can ask, think, or imagine. We pray, Lord God, for revival like never before. We thank you for it right now. We pray for revival like never before. Revival in the land. Spiritual revival. Spiritual renewal. We pray for salvation of souls. We pray that they be delivered, oh God. We pray that they be saved, oh God. We pray that their minds, Lord God, be changed, oh God. We ask you to work within them by your spirit, oh God, that you will draw them, Holy Spirit, that you will draw them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord God, that their hearts will be transformed, that they will be conformed to your will and your purposes, oh God, that they will be transformed by the renewing of their mind, snare, every soul tie, every work of darkness be removed, be bound in the name of Jesus. We pray for deliverance. We pray that they be delivered in the spirit of their mind from every stronghold of the enemy, God, that they be delivered and set free, God, that they be saved and filled to the full, filled with the Holy Ghost and power. We pray, God, that you will move by your spirit for salvation of souls from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west, all around the country, all around the world, that you will draw hearts to your throne right now. You said, oh God, that we're living in the last days, and in the last days, perilous times, Shalepos, perilous times shall come. Father God, difficult, dangerous, hard to deal with times, Lord God, will come. Outrageous times will come in the last days. And Father, we comprehend us and we see, God. We understand and we know that we're living in the last days, oh God. And we know that the fields are white unto harvest. And so we're praying right now for the salvation of souls, that you will draw them by your Holy Spirit, and that everywhere we go, God, souls are being saved, lives are being saved, lives are being changed, that the captives are being set free, that yokes are being destroyed, that they're being healed, they're being saved, and they're being delivered. Father God, we ask you to stretch forth your hand to heal. Let signs and wonders be done in the name of Jesus. You said, call upon me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. We pray for the supernatural power of God. We pray for supernatural endowment of the Holy Ghost, like fire, God, like fire shut up in my bones. Let the fire of God consume the heart and the spirit and the mind and the life of your people. To be a witness for you, be a witness of you effectively, Lord God, in every place, oh God, to see as you see, to discern spirit, oh God, to be able to speak a word of wisdom in season, oh God, unto those that are hurting, unto those that are broken, unto those that are fainting, unto those that are in despair, unto those, Lord God, that are looking for an answer and a solution to their problems, looking for the answer, which is Christ is the answer for the world today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whether they be wealthy or poor, whatever socioeconomic place that they stand today, to decree and declare the good news unto them that now salvation, now the kingdom has come nigh unto you. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will use your people as catalysts, as vessels, as instruments of glory and of power to be a witness of you, God, in every place to all peoples, oh God, no matter their status, no matter their background, no matter where they've come from, no matter what they've been through, that they can have a fresh start, that they can start all over again. Father God, that you are a Savior. You did not send your Son to condemn the world, but that the world through you might be saved, according to John chapter 3 and verse 17. And we give you praise right now. You said freely you've received, freely give. And Lord God, we want to be about your business, and we want to drink of the cup that you prepared for us, oh God, as servants of God, to be a partaker, oh God, with Christ Jesus, to serve you, oh God. God, that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the life which I now live in my body, in the flesh, and I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We give you praise for souls being saved. We give you praise for lives being changed. We give you praise for a turnaround. We give you praise for deliverance. We give you praise, oh God, for destroying every yoke, binding the enemy, rebuking the devil, that he shall have no place. He cannot hold them captive, but he must loose them. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the lost. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, oh God, that the enemy will not be able to destroy them before time, that he will not be able to destroy them, that they will be saved, lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We pray for your kingdom. Thy kingdom come. 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 Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Sit enthroned, O God, in governments, O God. Sit enthroned in America. Sit enthroned in Africa. Sit enthroned in Germany. Sit enthroned in the UK. Sit enthroned in all of Europe. Sit enthroned in Russia. Sit enthroned in the Middle East. Sit enthroned in Turkey. Sit enthroned in Syria. Sit enthroned in Iran. Sit enthroned in Iraq. Sit enthroned in Afghanistan. Sit enthroned in Israel. Sit enthroned, O God. Sit enthroned in South America. Sit enthroned in the Bahamas. Sit enthroned in the islands. Sit enthroned, O God, in Canada. Sit enthroned, O God, in all of North America. Sit enthroned, O God, by your spirit and reign. Sit enthroned in Central America. Sit enthroned, O God. Have your way, God. Let your glory be revealed. Save to the uttermost. We pray, God, not only for salvation of souls, but we ask you to sit enthroned in governments, sit enthroned among presidents, sit enthroned among prime ministers, sit enthroned, O God, in within cabinets, O God, sit enthroned in judicial and legislative branches of government, sit enthroned, O God, let your purposes prevail over and against every purpose of the enemy, O God. We nullify in the name of Jesus everything that's not like you, O God. Everything that's not like you around the world, within governments, O God. We bind it right now in the spirit of the Lord. And we loose the wisdom of the Lord. We loose the counsel of the Lord. We loose the direction of the Lord. We loose in the name of Jesus clarity right now. Father, let your light shine. Let your light shine. Give our leaders direction. Give them your wisdom, O God. Bless and anoint their minds, O God, to comprehend your purposes and your plans. And count ministering angels all around them. Speak to them as they go throughout the day. Speak to them, O God, as they lay down at night and wake up in the morning. Speak to them, O God. Give them your agenda. Give them your divine download. Download from heaven, God. Send from heaven, O God. Anoint their minds to think. Anoint them, Lord God, to make decisions that are purposeful, decisions that are in harmony and in alignment with your divine will, purposes, and plans. Lord God, we overrule, we override every attempt, every agenda, every plan, every scheme of the enemy to destroy right now. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. But we decree and declare the reign of God over our nations, over our governments, until God, the governments of this world, oh my Lord, we give you glory right now, until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, that you shall rule and reign forever and ever and evermore in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the glory for doing it. We praise you right now for doing it. We praise you right now, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, oh God. We bless your holy name right now for sitting enthroned. Breathe, breathe upon the land. Breathe a fresh breath of life over the nation. Breathe a fresh breath of life over your people. Breathe by your spirit, oh God. Draw men's hearts to your throne. Draw your people's hearts to prayer and intercession and spiritual warfare. Father, draw the hearts of your people to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Right now, God, as we're facing, Lord God, the enemy desiring, God, and conspiring, God, to start a war, we ask for peace right now. We ask for deliverance right now. We ask, Lord God, for divine protection right now. We ask for divine guidance right now for our leaders, Lord. We ask you to send your angels forth and stop the hand of the enemy. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that it shall not prosper. It shall not stand, oh God. Bind the enemy with chains and fetters of iron. Bind the hand of the enemy. Father God, that whatsoever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. Lord, we stand in the gap and we make up the hedge on behalf of the land that it be not destroyed. Oh, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment we condemn in the name of Jesus. Though greater is he that is in me, and greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. You said if two or more of us shall agree on earth and touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven, God. You said it's high time to awake out of sleep, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For we know that your coming is sooner than when we first believed. We know that our redemption draws nigh, God. So we're calling upon you, Jesus. We're looking unto the hills from which come our help. And we know our help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And we ask you to sit enthroned over the land. We ask you to sit enthroned in our country. Give us divine protection on every side, oh God. Protect our borders, oh God. Protect our leaders and save them, oh God. Protect our cities, oh God. We ask you to put a shield of protection, a divine hedge of protection all around America, God. All around the nation, oh God. All around those that are our allies. We pray for divine protection, oh God, around the country. Divine protection around the world, oh God, in every country, in every nation, God, even where people, Lord God, are oppressed, we pray for their deliverance. We pray, God, for their salvation. We pray, God, that you will move by your Spirit upon and among the nations. Father, we ask you to do a new thing. Let it spring forth suddenly, oh God. We pray for a suddenly move of your Spirit. We pray for an outbreak of the Holy Ghost like never before. Let it rain, God. We pray for revival across America and revival throughout the land like never before. Let it spread around the world. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for the fire of the Holy Spirit to fill the hearts of your people, that they will be ignited, oh God, that they will catch fire for Jesus, that they will catch fire and recognize, God, that it is time to seek the Lord. It's time to serve the Lord. It's time to do the will of our Father. It's time to awake out of sleep. It's time to move. It's time, Lord God, to run. It's time, oh God, to bring in the harvest. It's time, oh God, to serve you. It's time to worship you in spirit and in truth. It's time to love you with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our strength. It's time to stand in the gap. It's time to make up the hedge, because there is a hedge that has a breach in it that armies can't fill. Father God, that diplomacy and diplomats can't fill. Father, that leaders and rulers and prime ministers and presidents can't fill. There's a gap that only the righteous can fill. There's a gap that only those which are called by my name, said the Lord, can fill. Father, you said in your word that my people, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And we pray for the healing of the land. We pray for the healing of the nation. We pray for healing of nations around the world. We pray, Lord God, for great deliverance. We ask you to stretch forth your hand to heal. Let signs and wonders be done. Let signs and wonders be done. Let signs and wonders be done all across and around the world for your glory. Sit enthroned, O God, because you're King of kings and you are Lord of lords. Let's give him praise right now. Hallelujah. Let's honor the Lord right now. Let's give him the glory to his name. Shabbat the Lord. Barak the Lord. Tola the Lord. God. He's worthy of total praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Oh, he heals all my diseases. He crowns me with his loving kindness. He renews my strength like the eagles. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, people of God. Bless the Lord, you righteous. Bless the Lord, Zion. Give him glory, give him honor, and give him praise. Father God, we bless your name. You are great and you're glorious. You're awesome in all of your ways. You're worthy to be praised. You're the one true living God. You are the mighty God. You are our deliverer. You are our divine protector. You are our helper, even in the time of trouble. Father God, you are our provider. You are our healer. You are our righteousness. You are our sanctifier, and you are our soon coming King. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. I'm proclaiming unto you, the King is coming. The King is coming. The King is coming. Get ready. Get ready. Serve him with all of your heart. Serve him with all of your mind. Serve him with all of your strength. Have a made up mind. You have to have a made up mind. You must have it. A made up mind to serve the Lord, to seek him, to do his will while it is day, for the night cometh when no man shall work. Give him glory right now. If you're ready to serve him, if you're ready to do his will, give him praise right now, because he's worked in you both to will and to do according to his good pleasure, because he's chosen you. He's chosen you. Do you know you didn't have to be in the kingdom right now, but by the mercies of God, oh bless him, hallelujah, it's by the grace of God that he's drawn you and given your mind to serve him, given your will to serve him, given your mind to do his work. Father, we ask your blessing right now, your blessing. Let the spirit of unity fill your body. Let the spirit of harmony and agreement fill the hearts of your people to work together in a united effort to do your will, to manifest the kingdom of God, to release your power in every place. Let your glory fill the temple of our lives. Let your holy presence sit enthroned within our hearts and reign supreme. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, everybody. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you to upload this broadcast. Upload this broadcast to your social network sites. Spread it abroad. Spread it abroad, everybody, so that others can partake of the anointing of God that is released through the power of prayer, intercession, and spiritual warfare, so that yokes, their yokes can be destroyed and burdens be removed, so that their families, their minds, their marriages can be healed, so that they can be set free and delivered, so that they can be blessed of the Lord through these prayers. Share them, tell others about them, share it with others, tell others. Do you know you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Men Let's Talk, and you can hear anointed prayers through Morning Glory Prayer, and you can play it 24/7. Release anointed atmospheres into your home. Worship the Lord daily. Turn on worship music in your car. Praise him. Worship him in spirit and in truth. We want to encourage you to create an atmosphere, create an environment of praise and of worship every day, and prayer and intercession every day, so that the presence of God can dwell richly among you, so that the anointing of God can move and minister to others through you, so that you have a word-saturated mind, a spirit-saturated life, so that the Holy Spirit will reign upon you, and so you'll be able to do the greater works for the glory of God. It's in him that we live. It's in him that we move, and it's in him that we have our being. Thank you for joining us this morning in prayer. Continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray for the nations. Pray for America. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for salvation of souls. Pray one for another. Pray for pastors. Pray for churches. Pray for the lost, that they might be saved. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Remember, once again, you can upload this broadcast to your social network sites. We encourage you to visit our ministry website at www.empoweringlives.com. That's www.empoweringlives.com. We want to encourage you to sow a seed into the ministry. God has great things for us, and we want to be a greater blessing to you all over the world, all around the world. Sow your seed today, and as you do, we pray God's blessings, divine prosperity, favor, open doors, increase, and promotion. Blessings be upon you. Blessings be upon the work of your hands. Blessings be upon your family, your marriage. Blessings be upon your business. Blessings be upon all that you set your hands to do, that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Have a wonderfully blessed day in the Lord. Blessings by Rance Allen. God bless you.
Preserving me, you did not leave me. Name me.
This has been another Empowering Lives International Radio Network broadcast. Have a blessed day in the Lord. God bless you.